seated spinal twist, Mrichasana, Mrichasana. So we again move into the foundation pose, Dandasana, and applying all of the tips we've already learned for aligned Dandasana. It's very important before we rotate the spine to make sure it's nice and long and aligned. So be mindful and take the time to really activate an aligned and balanced Dandasana pose. And when you're ready to start moving into the spinal twist, if your feet are active in Dandasana, bend the right knee, bring the right heel towards the buttock. And there are variations of this pose. The one I'll guide you through is to position the right foot on the outside of the upper left leg. But if that's not comfortable or possible for you, then the other common variation of the pose is to position the right foot on the inside of the upper left leg. That left leg needs to be very active. The left foot is very active, heel active, toe spreading out and back towards the upper body. And maintain that sense of foundation as well through the sits bones. And the right foot that is on the mat should be really well grounded. So really have the focus on grounding through the sits bones and that right foot as well as your left leg. Now, when we're ready to move into the spinal rotation, it's good to have some breath just lengthening that spine. I like to encourage people to lengthen the spine, and many teachers will do this. They will invite students to elevate the right arm high, inhale that right arm high and lengthen the spine for a breath or two before starting the rotation. We need to make sure before we do that we have secured the right position for the left arm. Now, there are variations of the pose. The left arm can wrap around that right leg and draw that bent right leg towards the left side of the chest. That's option one. So the left arm wrapped around the right leg, and it's as if the inside of the left elbow is somewhere near the outside of the right knee, and it's drawing that right knee towards the left side of the chest. So that's one option. If we're able to go a little further, we can lengthen that left arm, and we have the outside of the upper left arm on the outside of our right knee, and the extended arm comes down towards the left lower leg, left shin. If you're very supple, you can hold on to the left lower left leg with that left hand. That's an option. But another option, of course, is to bring that left hand up. So you've got the left elbow around the outside of your right leg, somewhere near that knee. Holding firmly the leg, and if you're very comfortable, you can elevate the left hand and you can enjoy a nice mudra with that left hand. That's a very beautiful way to go into the pose. Alternately, that left arm can come down. So these are the options. When you're ready to move into the posture, if you're elevating the right arm, inhale it high above the head, and balancing on those sits bones, just start a gentle rotation, bringing the right hand into position behind the body. It's your support hand. Now, that support hand shouldn't be taking too much weight. It's just there for a little bit of guidance. Ideally, the sits bones are the primary focus of energy moving down, and we're holding that sense of groundedness through the sits bones. As we inhale, lift and lengthen through the spine, neck, crown of the head. So your chest is lifting, you're really opening up. It's almost a slight movement towards the back bend. As you exhale, you rotate, leading the rotation with the lower spine. So the lower spine leads the rotation. Lower spine leads, so feel as if you're starting from the sacral, then the lumbar, then the thoracic spine. Finally, the cervical spine moves. You rotate that neck. As you inhale, each in-breath, just feel that natural, subtle back off, tiny little back off, and you're lengthening and straightening the spine a little more. As you exhale, rotate the spine, leading from the lower spine again. And as well as rotating on the out-breath, feel the energy move down through the sits bones. Keep that extended left leg active, left foot active. Keep the energy moving down through the right foot as you're rotating, easing into the pose a little more. So working naturally with the posture, and it's great to stay in the pose, extending yourself gently, not straining. When it is time to come out of the posture, we again inhale back to the center as we're lengthening up through the spine. We come back to that neutral position, and it's nice you can just bring both arms around that right leg just below the knee and draw that right knee towards the left side of the chest. Then when you're ready to release, just release the arms, bring the right foot back into position on the outside of the outstretched left leg if you've had it there, and just draw the right knee towards the chest a little before you gracefully lengthen that right leg. And as you gracefully lengthen that right leg, you come back into Dandasana and enjoy Dandasana and any other little adjustment your body needs before you repeat the pose on the other side. So there's many variations of these seated spinal twists. We'll just stay with this range for the moment. And main tips are to make sure that you're aligned. You've got your foundation aligned before you go into the posture. So pay attention to that. Take the time. It's not necessary to elevate the support arm into the air before you turn, but that is a nice way of helping you really lengthen that spine before you rotate. And just make sure that you don't lean too much on that rear hand. So that hand is just there for a little bit of guidance. These are very useful poses to strengthen our digestive system. With the drishti, the gaze, we're looking, when we're turning to the right, we're looking way back to the right. These are very good eye exercise poses too when you do the posture each side. So enjoy your spinal twists. They have so many benefits. Wonderful for spinal alignment. There's just so much going on in your body, but really good for the abdomen. Wonderful for stimulating the digestive fire and helping us digest experience.